This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appreciated the growth in bilateral trade and investment following the entry into force of Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA. Attending the India-Norway Business and Research Summit in Oslo, along with Norway Crown Prince Haakon and Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre, Mr. Modi underlined the stakeholders on both sides should make efforts to achieve the investment target of $100 billion under TEPA and the consequent creation of 1 million jobs in India.
European Free Trade Association ke saath Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement lagu kiya. Ye unique aur special agreement hamare beech talent, technology aur mutual trust ka agreement hai. Isi agreement ke madhyam se EFTA countries se Bharat mein agle 15 varshon mein $100 billion investment aur 1 million jobs create karne ka lakshya hai.
Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's strong upward growth trajectory, demographic dividend, talented and aspirational youth, robust business practices, investor-friendly regulatory framework, and the spirit of competitive federalism. He encouraged greater Norwegian investments in India in key sectors such as the blue economy, shipbuilding, green transition, renewable energy, health tech, critical minerals, and startups. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has described the Operation Sindoor as a testament to India's transformation into a strong, confident and capable nation. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Hanoi yesterday, Mr. Singh asserted that while India remains committed to the no-first-use policy, it will not succumb to nuclear blackmail and stands ready to respond firmly to any enemy misadventure. He highlighted India's growing stature on the international stage due to the unprecedented progress achieved under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Singh invited the international community to partner with India for global peace, shared growth and prosperity, while urging the Indian diaspora to contribute to nation building. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal chaired a review meeting in New Delhi on the rollout of the much-anticipated water metro services in the country. He said the centre's advanced plans to roll out water metro services in 18 cities with Guwahati among those identified for Phase 1. Cities including Srinagar, Patna, Varanasi, Ayodhya and Prayagraj are also part of Phase 1, while Tejpur and Dibrugarh in Assam have been proposed for Phase 2 of the project. Highlighting the initiative, Mr. Sonowal said the proposed water metro systems is significantly less capital intensive as it utilizes existing waterways with minimal civil infrastructure. The Reserve Bank of India has discontinued the requirement for commercial banks to maintain the investment fluctuation reserve, an additional buffer created to protect against depreciation in the value of investments. In a statement, the RBI said the balance available in the fluctuation reserve as of last Sunday will be transferred to the statutory reserve, general reserve or the balance of profit and loss account. West Bengal government has granted formal sanction for the prosecution of Sandeep Ghosh, former principal of RG Corps Medical College and Hospital, Kolkata. The legal note action follows an order passed by the Calcutta High Court on the 23rd of August 2024. The investigation pertains to alleged financial irregularities in various procurements and related matters at RG Corps Medical College and Hospital involving Sandeep Ghosh and three other entities. Government has debunked a claim circulating online alleging that the government is going to issue gold bonds to temples in exchange for temple gold reserves. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, stated that the claim is fake. It added that the government has not made any such statement. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he's holding off a planned military strike on Iran after request from the leaders of Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the UAE as serious negotiations are now underway. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night to secure a playoff berth. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings posted 180 for 7 in 20 overs. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad overhauled the target, losing 5 wickets in 19 overs. Today, Rajasthan Royals will face Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.